Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom, continuing throughout our examination of the Bracha Rishona on various foods, specifically those made with the five grains. Parenthetically, what the five grains are essentially wheat and barley and subsets of each, and there is a big dispute as to the identity of some of them, whether oats is really a grain, whether there's different kinds of barley, but for our purposes we'll call it wheat and barley. Truknin chayavin b'chala. What are truknin? We'll see in a minute. You have to take challah from them. V'chi'ata Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and brought the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan and said, truknin p'turim min achala. I disagreed. So my truknin, what are they? I buy a kuvah da'ara, which means there's some sort of a dough, kind of doughy thing that's thrown into the oven. I buy a trita p'turah min achala. My trita, so it's trita. Ika da amri gvil mirtach, something gets mixed up together and then boiled, like kneaded and boiled. Ika da amri nahama de hindika. Or it could be a particular kind of, bread from a particular place, that is put on a skewer, and it's kind of roasted. Ika da amri lechem asui lekutach, or it's the bread that's thrown into that kutach habavli, which is that big mix. Tani Rabbi Chia. Lechem asui lekutach pata min achala. If you make bread for the purpose of throwing in the kutach, it's exempt from challah. Tani chayiv challah, we have a bright decision chayiv. Hatagun, Tani Tam, Rabbi Yudon Mer, Masem ochachin alea. They said, because you see what you do with it, that proves what its status is. Ke'avin, if he makes it thick, then chayavin. Kilimudin, like long pieces, then pturin. Rabbi Rav Yosef, haiku du'ara maim varchin alave. So what bracha do you make on this truknin that we said? Amrale, misavret nama, who thinks it's bread? Gula ma'almahu, it's just a dough. Varchin alave, right? My name is Anot. Razutra kavasudate lave, Razutra made a meal out of these. Varech alave, baruch hamotzlach, and arch brachot. He said hamotzi and shalosh brachot afterwards. So my time, since it is poor man's bread, therefore it can be used, you can be yotzei on Pesach for matzah with these truknin. Okay, v'amar Rashi, hayduv shedetamri, date honey, v'archan alvei shakol niya bidvaro. Yeah, my time, what's the reason? Zeya ba'almahu. It's not the fruit itself, it's like a sweat of the fruit. Keman ki'ay tana. It follows this tana. The tanan, tvash tamarim, v'yein tapuchim, apple wine, v'chometz sifvaniot, or sitvaniot, which is from early grapes, v'shar meperot shel truma, or any other meperot of truma, or b'leaz mechev keren, v'chomesh for b'shua poter. B'shua says you do not have to pay the chomesh for eating them, because it's not called the fruit. So one of the students said to Rava, Trima Mahu. So Lave Adate de Rava my Kamarle. Rava didn't know what he was asking. Yati Ravina Kame de Rava. So Ravina sat there and said, Amarle, the Shumshi mi Kamart or the Kurta mi Kamart. So he asked the student, are you talking about sesame oil? Or are you talking about this karkom that is smashed up and they put yayin into it? Or the portsani kamart, or perhaps you're talking about smashing grapes together. Hachvachi asked Rava Ladate. Rava then understood what was going on. In the meantime, he collected his thoughts. Amarle chashilta vadei kamart. You're saying chashilta. Dachata milta hadarav adamravasi. Haitamri shel tmura, shel truma. Dates of truma. Mutala sot mehen trima. You can make trima out of them, which is some sort of a mash. So sot mehen shechar, but you can't make mead. You still make bread pri ha'etz if you mash them. I thought miltayu kaima kimikara. They're still the same dates that they were. Now, what about shtita, which is the next concern, which is made out of toasted corn that was dried up while the things were still moist. So Rav Amar Shakol Niyam Verosh Shmuel Amar Barei Minei Mizonot. Let's say Rav Chista V'lo Pligi Ham Be'ava Ham Baracha. If it's thick, it's mizonot. If it's thin, then it's and a shakol. Ava lachila avdila, that's for eating. Aracha lerfua kavdila, if it's thin, then it's for refua. So maybe Rabbi Yosef Shavin, shekodshina tashtut b'shabbat, shotin zeitoma mitzri. that Shabod Shbachshin, sorry, et Hashtut b'Shabbat v'Shotin Zeitom Mitzvi. So everybody agrees that you can mix this shtut, which is what we're talking about, on Shabbat. It's not an issue of refuah. We saw kadaitach refuah k'mechavin. If you think that the thin kinds are for refuah, refuah b'Shabbat mishar, you're not allowed to do refuah b'Shabbat, meaning make it, prepare it. Now, by avlotis, you don't think so. But non, kol ha'ochlin, ochel adam refuah b'Shabbat, v'chol mishkin shotet. You're allowed to eat any foods or drink any drinks, even if they are for refuah, because they're regular foods. The person intends to eat. You're intending to eat. The fact that it's refuah is a side thing. Another version of the same thing. And we need Rav's statement that you may have this statement alone. But in a case where you're deliberately making this mash thin, you're intending refuah, maybe there's no bracha at all, since there is, you're getting hanah, therefore you have to make the bracha. Okay, the Mishnah said, that for pot, you say hamotzi, as opposed to all other things that come from the ground. Tana Rabbanan. Ma omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Rechem yomer motzi lechem min haaretz. So machloket is to the verbiage of the bracha. Everybody agrees that motzi means he took out. God who took them out of Egypt. They disagreed whether hamotzi. Rabban Savri hamotzi da apik mashma. Hamotzi also means who took out, because he took out the bread. God had taken water out of the rock. Rabbi Nechemya Sarah Hamotzi Demakpik Mashma. Hamotzi means who is going to take you out or is taking you out, Shinemar. Hamotzi Yatchem Tachasivot Mitzrayim. This is what Bnei Israel heard, that God will take you out. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemya says you can't say Hamotzi Lachman Arts because this bread has already come out. Rabbanan say, Ahu Achikam Aluhu Kuchabichli Israel. What God was telling Israel, Kadma Fikna Lachu Avidna Lachu Milta Echreditu Anahu Dafekit. Hamotzi etchem, you should understand, doesn't mean I am going to take you out, but after I take you out, you will then understand I'm the one who took you out. Dichtiv, idatem ki ani adonai lechem, hamotzi etchem mitachat tzivot Mitzrayim. You will know that I am God who took you out. Mishtabchin le'rabbanan le'rabbi Zeira barav Zvid, achuad rabbi Shmuel barav Zvid, da'ad of Gadolhu. So the students were praising this particular fellow. Huvakim ebrachot, he was an expert in brachot. So Rabbi Zeira said, when he comes, let me meet him. Zimachad Ikol Gabe came, Apikol Erifta, they took out bread. Patach Mamar Motzi, he said Motzi. Amar Zeira Shomril Abdonov Gorov Bak Brachonu, this guy's an expert in Brachot, Bishlamay Amar Hamotzi, if he had said Hamotzi, Ashmin and Tama, Ashmin and Dahokatak Rabbanan, we would then know the reason, and we would know that the Halacha follows Rabbanan, that Hamotzi is okay too. Adamar Motzi, my Kamashlan, what's he teaching us with Motzi? Actually, he did the opposite. He didn't want to get involved in machloket, so he said the wording that everybody would agree is good. We say hamotzi, because hamotzi, we follow the Rabbanan, means God took out and not will take out. It said, what do you say in your rakot? So the machloket, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether you say Berpi Adama or Beri Mined Shaim. So, Ktani Yerakot Dumi the Pat. Now, notice Yerakot were taught like bread, meaning in the same formulation. Ma Pat Shinishtadeh Al Dei Ha'ur, just like bread was changed by fire, meaning you baked it. Af Yerakot Nam Shinishtanu Al Dei Ha'ur. Therefore, it seems that the only vegetables you could say this bracha on are vegetables that were cooked. Rav Noi Mishmei Da Abai, as we quote Rav Abai, saying, Zot Omer Shlakot Rachin Alein Ber Pri Adama. You say Ber Pri Adama on boiled vegetables. Tosh Rav Chista Meshum Rabbeinu, Umano Rav, Rav Chista quoted Rav, Shlakot Rachin Alein Ber Pri Adama. Correct. Rabbeinu Harudim Eretz Yisrael, Umano Ula Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, Ula coming from Eretz Yisrael, taught in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Shlakot Rachin Alein Shakol Niyabit Varo. Va'ani Omer, this is now Rav Chista himself saying, meaning my Rebbe, Rav, says it's Bari Pri Adama. Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael, quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying it's Shah HaKol. And I say, Kol Shetchilato Bari Pri Adama, Shlako Shakol Nivro. If it would be Bari Pri Adama raw, then when you boil it, it's Shah HaKol. Kol Shetchilato Shakol Nivro, but if it's Shakol raw, Shlako Bari Pri Adama, then when you boil it, it's Bari Pri Adama. Now, Bishmak Kol Shetchilato Shakol Nivro, I understand what that means, what we're referring to when we talk about something that starts out of Shah HaKol. Things like beets and gourds. What kind of case do you have where it's bar piyad amara and shakol boiled? Garlic and things and leeks of those sort that are typically eaten raw, and if you boil them, it's kind of secondary shakol.
Nachman
quoted his Rebbe, that's Shmuel. Like Rav said. And again, Ula coming from Eretz Yisrael, quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, now Rav Nachman speaking, not Rav Chista. Machloket shnuya, I say it's a machloket. The Tanya, Yotzin berkika shuruyim vushal shaloni moach, Diva Reb Meir. This is now about matzah on Pesach. So you can use a cracker that is soaked or that is cooked, as long as not melted. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzim Raki Kasharui. It can be soaked, avalo mushal, not cooked. Av bishloni moach. Velohi, the kuliyama shtalkot machin alein bre priha adama. Everybody agrees you make bre priha adama, and we're rejecting Rabbi Yochanan. When Kamlo come Rabbi Yossi Hatam, why did Rabbi Yossi say, that he claimed that was the machloket, that, it can't be, cooked, mishum debainan, ta'am matzah v'leika, aval hacha filu Rabbi Yossi modeh, because in the case of matzah, it has to have ta'am matzah, and if you cook it, then it doesn't have ta'am matzah, and therefore Rabbi Yossi disagrees. But when it comes to shlakot, he would agree, you'd make shabre priha adama. Okay, continuing on, Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, shlakot v'achin alein bre priha adama. Now we have a different quote, Rabbi Yochanan, saying that we'd say bre priha adama and shlakot, like Rav and like Shmuel said. Rabbi Yamin Yafidam Rabbi Yochanan, shlakot v'achin alein shakol neim v'ro. It's Rabbi Yamin Yafid who quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying it's shahakol. So we have two opinions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Nachar Yitzchak, kava Ula the Shabeshtek Rabbi Yamin Yafid. So when Ula, who's one of the master tradants, memorized the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. He memorized it incorrectly. That's the way he's saying it, like Rabbi Yamin Yafet. Toy bar Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera then challenged him. V'chimayin Rabbi Yamin Yafet et Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Why are you even comparing the two? Right, that is, why did Ula do that? Rabbi Yamin Yafet is nothing compared to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who's one of the master students of Rabbi Yochanan. Chiya bar Abba dayek v'gamer shmatim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. He learns from Yochanan's Rebbe carefully. Yafid lo daik, he's not careful. Every 30 days, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba goes over all of his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Yafid lo mahader, he doesn't do that. Besides those two, dahu turmus at shalki le sheva zimnin bikdeira. There was a turmus. And they boiled it 7 times. And they ate it at the end of the meal. He told them to say Bre'i Pri Adama. Clearly Rabbi Yochanan said Bre'i Pri Adama. Rabbi Yamin Yafet was wrong. I saw him eat a salted olive, and he made a bracha before and after. If you hold them when something is boiled, it maintains its original status, therefore, bar priya adamam. The idea is that something that's salted and brined is like boiled. If you think that when you boil it, it now has become different, I understand when he said, Zayit malich, he made a bracha before, and that be shahakol. Sof my mevarech. So no, do marin afashot rabot v'chazonon komash ram. Maybe afterwards means said marin afashot. So that proof isn't a solid proof. Major Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel. Yirakot shadam yotzei ben yidecho latova pesach. The vegetables you can use for maror. Yotzei ben heru akelach shalan. You could use them in their stalk. Havelo kvushin velo shtukin velo mushalin. Not brined and not boiled and not cooked. If you think the boiled things maintain the original status, look at my low, I can't use boiled ones. The answer is very simple. There you need it to have a bitter taste for lake up. And you don't have a bitter taste when you boiled it. But it still has its original status, and we seem to favor the opinion of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav and Shmuel, against the Ula's report that we make Bray Pri Hadama on Shlakot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the bottom of Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.